Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Seekers, Melbourne, Australia's 60s super group. Yes, they were. They were sort of Australia's equivalent to the Rankin family, only 20 years earlier. And they did a lot of sort of ambassador stuff. And yeah, the Seekers did a lot of Tom Springfield, you know, that whole Springfield dynasty. Tom Springfield, Dusty Springfield, Rick Springfield. They were well-connected folks who wrote and composed and sang and acted and all this kind of thing, and they were all part of that whole Seekers thing. And the bulk of the Seekers' big hits were Tom Springfield songs. World of Our Own, I Know I'll Never Find Another You, The Carnival Is Over, Georgie Girl, all those were Tom Springfield. And they were strong proponents of that. And then the rest of the time, a lot of the rest of the time, they spent just copying every other folk group in the world. And so they recorded If I Had a Hammer and Blowing in the Wind and This Land Is Your Land and Kumbaya. They even recorded Kumbaya, which I think took a lot of guts. And all these, they recorded Kumbaya twice, actually, three times. And anyway, the point is that they were Australians equivalent of the major folk groups in the United States. But they had some moments and some sparks of awesome brilliance, and we're airing a couple of those. On the Other Side was a lesser-known hit that came after Georgie Girl and World of Our Own, and No One Ever Find Another You. The Seekers, and we'll hear more from, we'll hear a Paul Simon song in a little while, and a really good Paul Simon song that I don't think that Paul Simon ever even attempted to record. They did record Red Rubber Ball, which Paul Simon wrote. And anyway, hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk. It's an evergreen show, meaning that we can run this anytime. No promotion of anything, no calendars, no nothing like that. Just a lot of good music. Columbia Records lately has been re-releasing all of Paul Simon's early albums with a bunch of bonus tracks. And the bonus tracks are kind of cool. They're basically him kind of wandering through the maze of songwriting and demonstrations of how he's trying to write a song. And a lot of, and it's interesting that way. They're very, very early kind of ramblings. And so he gets an idea going in his head. And I like that. I saw a Dick Cavett show one time where Paul Simon actually demonstrated on the show what he goes through to write songs. And he was working with Still Crazy after all these years. So this is Paul Simon in concert, and this is really cool, and we're not going to play the bonus track on this. I want to play, and whenever I have this album, I always play this, Urubamba, a group from the Machu Picchu area that helped him with El Condor Pasa, helps him with The Boxer, and this, I think, is by far the best recording of The Boxer ever made, better than Simon and Garfunkel's, better than Glenn Campbell's, better than Emmylou Harris's, because of this instrumentation from Peru area, and the way they make that work into the song, The Boxer itself. After that, Seeker is Someday One Day, and then we just keep on going. Enjoy the music. There's lots of it. Already, we're not going to talk anymore. Here we go. Paul Simon with Urubamba and The Boxer.
Just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, little man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. From the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. Now the years are rolling by me, they are rocking evenly. I am older than I once was, younger than I'll be, but that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange, after changes upon changes, we are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. Wishing I was gone, going home. where the New York City winters are and bleeding me. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, though I'm weary to my bones.
Now, the question is, why would we buy something like that? And, you know, there is, and that's legitimate. And, of course, you know, when the original album was released, obviously they're not going to put that on there. You know, I mean, why would they do that? They want to put the complete song. And I think it's interesting from a historical context, and I think it's also interesting from an evolutionary concept. You know, you listen to Josh Ritter talk about how he writes a song, and he talks about the kind of the maze that you get into, and then you work your way around and through and underneath that maze when you're writing, and what comes out is what comes out. And it makes you wonder if that is the case, then if you actually remember the details of how you write a song. And the cool part about this is that you're sort of listening to the evolution of these great songs from the 70s, Paul Simon's songs, American Tune, and Duncan's song on the original Mother Child Reunion album, and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, and all this, and you're seeing this process. It's such a neat thing, and in a way, it's kind of cool that he would allow this to be on the album so that we can hear him fumbling around and missing, and obviously there's an idea there, but he's not familiar enough with it to make it all coalesce. And so it's really neat to hear some of this stuff. But just to be fair, we should probably play the studio version of this. There's a better version on the live album, but this is the studio version of the same song, American Tune. Now, the tune of American Tune is a melody that he took from some hymn or something like that. All righty, here we go.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary. Expect to be bright and bon vivant, so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. Don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, what's gone wrong? And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. And looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above my Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was flying. Oh, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours. Can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I've tried, get some rest. She ran to the police station. The papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. And it's against the law, and it's against the law. What the mama saw, oh, it's against the law. Well, the mama looked down and she spit on the ground every time a name gets mentioned. When the papa said, oh, yeah, fuck it, that boy, I'd like to stick him in a house of detention. Well, I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, yeah, and I'm on my way.
taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Papa da da da, ba da 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 da, ba na na na, na 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 na, na ni 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 na na, ni na na ni na na, na 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 na. War and the radical priest to come and get me released, and it's all on my videotape. Going down and land and run out the stairs, and I made it out the fire escape while I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, yeah, and I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, my radical lady. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. 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 See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
He's playing these on a classical guitar, nylon-string classical guitar. You know, after Simon and Garfunkel broke up, one of the reasons why they broke up was because Paul Simon felt that he didn't know enough guitar. He went back and learned guitar all over again, and which I think is kind of interesting. And so he's doing these demos on this classical string guitar. How about that? Missed the line. In a couple of days, they come to take me away, but the press let the story leak. And when the radical priest come to get me released, we were all on the cover of Newsweek. Turned that into getting away in the fire escape. Goodbye to Rosie, my radical lady. I like that, actually. One more from the Seekers. Here's a Tom Springfield. Two more, actually. Here's a Tom Springfield. One that they did. Lesser known hit from the Seekers. heavy use of the 12 string there. Oh my gosh, but really, really good. And that wonderful male harmony. They were the best of these groups where there was a female front singer and then a bunch of men. Awesome harmonies with those three guys. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marm. We're coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Moscow Food Co-op, welcoming the public to the Co-op Carnival, a 40th anniversary celebration on Sunday, September 22nd from 5 to 8, featuring carnival games, live music, and a beer garden with local brews. There's more information at moscowfood.coop.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with high temperatures reaching 72 on the Palouse and 80 in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's lows will be in the low to mid-50s, and tomorrow's highs should be in the mid-70s to lower 80s, with warmer and drier weather expected for the week ahead.
We're back for the second half hour, and we're right in the middle of the first hour of Inland Folk. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And, we've done these kind of, these lesser-known hits, and they had, the Seekers, they did a wonderful version of Malvina Reynolds' Morning Town Ride, again, with all those great harmonies. But, of course, we do need to since we have it all here, we do need to play one of their major, major hits. So we'll play their first one. You can hear the big bongo drum, and again, that wonderful 12-string and these wonderful harmonies. The very first major, major hit. And it went platinum in a very short time for Capitol Records in America. I don't remember who their label was. I think it was EMI in Australia. Anyway, and here we go. I know we'll never find another you. Yes, indeed. Man, I'm the wrong thing here. How about this? I know we'll never find another you.
month of June, I left my mother and my home so dear for that girl of the Greenbrier Shore. My mother, she said, son, don't go, don't leave me home alone, don't leave your mother in your home so dear. Never trust a girl from the Greenbrier Shore. But I was young and reckless too, I lived in troubled land, I left my mother and her home so dear, and I took that girl to be my wife. Her hair was dark and curly too, her eyes were loving blue, her cheeks were like the red, red rose, the girl I love from the Greenbrier Shore. Rolled on and the months rolled by. She left me home alone, and I remember what my mother said. Never trust a girl from the Greenbrier Shore.
Rich Lerner, this album is really cool. It says, warning, this album contains traditional folk music. I like that. I like that a lot. And he sings in his own style. He doesn't pay much attention to finesse at all. Rich Lerner doesn't. He did some Dylan material on another album. But, I kind of like this album just because it is so non-pretentious, I think. I do. Rich Lerner. Exploded over Los Gatos Canyon. Fireball of lightning shook all the hills. Who are these comrades that die like the dry leaves? The radio tells us they're just devotees. You died in your hills, and we died in your deserts. You died in your valleys, and we died in your plains. We die beneath your trees, and we die in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we die just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you.
best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To die like the dry leaves all covered with topsoil, be known by no name except people. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Down in Carlisle.
Can't do that. Can't do that. Can't play that yet. Can't play three in a row. Isn't that the most amazing thing?
All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. They take with them the wealth of our land, soon squandered on trifles and sin. They take with them the wealth of our land, quickly squandered, quickly squandered. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. My own dear child, she used to run wild in the pastures with the lambs and the colts. My own dear child, she used to run wild in the pastures, in the pastures. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. Now she sits in a room with shuttle and loom and works with her head bent all day. Now she sits in a room with shuttle and loom and her head bent, and her head bent. Come home, my child, come home. Come home, my child, come home. Cut the threads, lay down the shuttle. Leave your city ways and leave the trouble in the town. And come home. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. All God's children born in the country, born in the country, moving to the city. All God's children born in the country. When you get here, we'll take down your hair and we'll call you by your given name. When you get here, we'll take down your hair and we'll call you by your name.
Amy Martin, oh yes indeed, from Missoula. I don't know, I get her newsletter and I hear from her via her newsletter in terms of what she's doing. She hasn't done an album for quite a while. Her latest album, Rose of Sharon, was actually a very complex and really good album. This is from the album that came out before that, Deliverance, which I think is probably her best album. Amy Martin. And there you go. How about one more from Mr. Rich Lerner? Rich Lerner doing his thing with music, traditional music.
Jackson. It was the year of 63 when a well-known famous drover came stepping up to me, saying, "How you do, young cowboy? How'd you like?" On the trail of the me being out of work right now, or to the drover at the sea. This is going out on the Buffalo Range. Depends season ended.
but the jeweler would not pay. He said, boys, he went and drank too much. Now you're all dead to me. But the cowboys never did hear of such a thing as a bankrupt law. On the trail of the buffalo wings.
pull out of this. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we'll be back for the next half hour of the show or next hour of the show. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
It's a minute before 12 noon. Support for our programming comes from Maryhill Museum of Art, featuring works by Rodin, artifacts from Queen Marie of Romania, American Indian collections, and panoramic views of the Columbia River Gorge. Museum, cafe, and sculpture garden open daily from 10 to 5. Details at maryhillmuseum.org. Stay around. We've got two more hours of Inland Folk with Dan Marr just ahead here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and Pullman Regional Hospital's Birthplace, which provided personalized care for 453 deliveries last year and offered new families suites featuring whirlpool tubs, guest beds, and Palouse views. Information at pullmanregional.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.